It's easy to make friends when you're the ice cream man, and when Jim Oberweis throws a campaign fundraiser, paper cups of his dairy's ice cream accompany him. He's handed off control of the dairy business and his asset management firm while he mounts his run for Senate, but Oberweis does make the name stick. His website and campaign literature feature the same typeface as the brand name, and at times a cow or two makes it onto the pages. His competitors aren't happy about the borrowed image, but they may be more concerned about the political newcomer's wealth. Oberweis doesn't shy away from naming fundraising as a strength of his, even if the latest report from the Center for Responsive Politics lists 91% of his campaign funds to date coming from his own pocket.
I think I'm the only candidate with the real proven message that voters are interested in, proven manpower, the team that we're putting to get together to win this election, and the proven ability to raise the funds necessary to get the message out as to what Dick Durbin's voting record has been.
When a caller in a recent Focus 580 program questioned Oberweis about the demise of his securities firm in the late 80s, he didn't shy away from that subject either. In fact, he says he remains a strong believer in the free enterprise system.
I was by far the biggest loser in that. In fact, lost 100% of my net worth. I had to virtually start all over again. Although I certainly did not declare bankruptcy, I paid all of my obligations. I had a great deal of funds invested in that company. And quite frankly, that's really one of the reasons I'm running for this U.S. Senate seat, is it's such a great economy, such a great economic opportunity that people can start businesses, create opportunities, create businesses, and be rewarded based on their own success, their own merits, and to a degree, luck. And if things don't work, they still have opportunities to try new ventures.
That's an indication of the economic policy Oberweis says he would support as a senator: cutting taxes, less regulation, and more participation from businesses and charitable groups in social areas, for instance, Habitat for Humanity and affordable housing. He says even the Enron controversy doesn't change his faith in investment as a retirement savings tool.
This has, I think, created a lot of publicity, and I think people will begin to think about their investments in their 401ks more. I think this is more a matter of education and making sure that we protect employers through reasonable ERISA rules than it is of creating a whole new law.
Oberweis says there's plenty of room for more protections in investments through ERISA, the Employment Retirement Income Security Act. He says companies that match employees' 401k contributions with company's stock should not be allowed to offer its own stock as an investment option as well. That would ensure that employees have a more diversified portfolio. And Oberweis says allowing people to invest part of their own Social Security contributions remains attractive, even after the latest downturn in the stock market. Oberweis has been taken to task by his GOP competitors, John Cox and Jim Durkin, for his stance on abortion, which they consider weaker than theirs. Oberweis is quick to support abortion restrictions, such as parental notification and a ban on some late-term abortions.
The real question is, would I vote to criminalize abortion in that case? Would I perhaps seek an amendment to the Constitution? And the answer to that is no, I would not. I think that the framers of our Constitution did a pretty good job, and I would be very hesitant to step in and make changes in that document.
So far, Oberweis is siding with President Bush on the administration's anti-terrorism initiatives, including the USA Patriot Act. He says Bush has struck a balance between the need for security and people's rights to privacy. Another major player in Washington politics, House Speaker Dennis Hastert, has put his backing behind Oberweis, whose dairy is in Hastert's congressional district. Now it's up to Oberweis to put Hastert's famous name and his own to work for him. I'm Tom Rogers, AM 580 News.